Why?
We can't.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Have nice things.
Nice things.
Oh, why we can't have nice things. Starts us in California. Yay. A couple of weeks before you went on vacation, you had the story of the little kid that got stuck in the claw machine.
Oh, yeah. That
and that happens
terrible.
Seemingly from time to time. Well, this unidentified woman, and I can see why you would want to remain that way in California, last Thursday afternoon was at a Chuck E. Cheese when she decided to go inside of a kid's game called Snow Day and got stuck. Her arm completely stuck in it. And firefighters had to come to the Chuck E. Cheese and free her from it. In the game, kids go, it's a large phone booth shape type thing, and balls drop from the top, and you're supposed to grab the balls, put them in a hole with a certain amount of time, and then she got her arm stuck. It took 22 minutes to free her. Yeah, yeah, exactly, right there. So Chuck E. Cheese spokesperson says the game does not pose a risk, but the young adult was playing one of the games intended for children, and it's pretty much on them.
Mm.
For even being at a Chuck E. Cheese.
For crying out loud. Stealing a vehicle, not an easy undertaking. Just ask a man by the name of Donald Shaw. Allegedly. Yeah, he's accused of running from police in Peoria, Illinois, on a motorcycle that did not belong to him. It also didn't have much gas. He ran out during the chase.
Oh.
They caught him. He now faces a variety of charges and also had some felony warrants to go along with it.
Yeah.
So it was really a twofer.
That's why you always should be prepared. You should run at that point.
You better run.
Well, in L.A., thieves busted into a store that sells the highly sought-after La Boo Boo dolls.
Ooh,
are you familiar with the La Boo Boo craze? This, thank you, K-pop.
Spent $40 on a La Boo Boo in Maui.
See? That's a Maui La Boo Boo. That's an Aloha La Boo Boo. A Mahalo La Boo Boo. Well, this, owners say about $7,000 worth of La Boo Boos were stolen. And, I mean, at the rate they're going right now, that's probably just one. So.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
La Boo Boo.
Here's a shocker. You may not want to take health advice from someone named Kim Kardashian.
Oh.
The reality star under fire for her new face wrap that promises to sculpt your jawline overnight. Unfortunately, someone with a medical degree named Dr. Anjali Motto warns that could actually irritate your skin, cause inflammation, and even obstruct your breathing and lead to suffocation.
Oh. Well, I mean, if you were a Kardashian. So, speaking of vacation fun, the Royal Caribbean icon of the seas. May not have been on it, but certainly in their commercials they highlight it. That's one of the ones that has the water slide that you can get on, and it, like, a large part of it is outside of the ship. It's like over the edge of the ship, and you go down. It's transparent. One of those little slides, a hole busted through the bottom of it. And it just happened to be that part that goes over the ocean. Yeah. In fact, part of the acrylic glass of one of the six water slides broke as an adult was passing through.
This is terrible.
And passengers were watching in shock.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Somebody else did fly by after that one before they stopped and halted it. And luckily, the science of the whole thing just kept them going and amazingly didn't fall out of the bottom and then down into the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, for crying out loud.
This is not how you play well afloat.
Not even a little.
Royal Caribbean says everything's fine. I don't believe it.
Texas Rangers are pretty tough, but those Florida police officers are not too shabby either. An officer in St. Augustine was called out to a home where an alligator had taken over the pool. So he reached in, decided to wrestle the beast, and then safely relocated it to a local pond. After a ride in the cruiser, one onlooker exclaimed, it's Florida grown at its finest.
I mean, the obvious alligator Alcatraz is right there. Just put him in there, okay?
Dum, 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 dum.
And then finally, let's go to Arizona. Is this guy in Arizona doesn't even deserve mentioning his name. It's a horrible thing. Guy in Arizona sentenced to 29 years in jail after attempting to murder his former boss, who had talked to him about his poor hygiene habits. 29 years in jail. That poor cellmate.
Dum, 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 d